Welcome to Twos Talk with Tosh, Dino, and Donnie.
Fellas, good to have you back in the studio. This is much better, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Way much more better.
Hey, check your levels, Donnie.
The levels are fine.
Because, you know, like we do this every time. We come up here and you say, yeah, I'm ready to go. And then we turn it on and then...
Well, they look good.
And a couple minutes in, it's like, hey, geez.
No, mine look really good. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, yeah. Let's see yours again.
Hi.
No, they're fine.
How's everybody?
If you're in that, be that close. Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right here.
Yeah. Tosh, let's check your levels.
I'm good, bud.
Always spot on.
On par.
Tosh.
Hello.
100%.
Wow. It's exciting.
Smooth. So, boys, what brings you to town?
Well, we have some practices coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty excited about it. We've got the jigsaw puzzle again that Tosh has been working out, you know, trying to put names here and there.
He's a mad scientist, that Tosh.
But we're getting to the end of it. It's kind of a sad thing, you know, we've only got a few practices left, but,
Two full team practice weekends left.
Yeah,
that's it.
We've talked about it a lot. COVID's been tough, but there's some really great things from our practices that we're going to incorporate, and it's not going away. You know, some of these things we're really liking how it's working, and hopefully the kids and parents do too. Actually, parents, but they can't see it right now. So.
Yeah, they don't know actually.
So it's the kids.
Yeah,
the kids like it. We're excited about it.
Yep. Yeah. No, I think it's definitely helped the way we look at things, that's for sure, and we're getting a lot more efficient, and
you're getting a lot better.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot better.
So much better.
Hey, interesting to start this cast. The first time maybe ever you've complimented Tosh right off the hop, saying it's all credit to Tosh making the puzzle work. I'm really proud of you, Dean. That's good growth.
Yeah, I was joking, though.
Oh, okay.
I was just kidding.
It's hard
Sometimes
to tell.
I'm sarcastic.
Yeah, a little dry, but it was good. Yeah, I still liked it, though.
He thought he was still checking levels. He didn't realize you were recording.
Oh, we're live, yeah, boys.
Oh, we're always live, man. There
you go. Always. It's okay, so practices this weekend, fantastic. Today's guest has come up on this cast probably 3 or 4 times.
Yep.
And it seemed only fitting that we let him have a chance to say his piece.
Defend himself.
Well, he hasn't been attacked, but he has come up in story time with Tosh and Dino and Donnie. Yeah. So he's a teammate of mine. He's a beauty of a guy. Rich Haldane, welcome to the cast.
Rich, thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We've been begging you for weeks, and you finally relented. I appreciate you coming on board, bud.
I didn't know who to answer, what text to answer.
Well, you didn't answer me, so.
Just for the listeners out there, Richie, who did you answer?
I did answer you, Donnie.
Thank you, sir.
If Tosh would have reached out, I would have been answering him.
I was just going to say that.
What?
Never mind. We can edit this in post-production. Thank you. No need to pump Tosh's tires. They're already full. They're already full.
All right. This is how it's going.
So, Richie, we're going to start. I want to hear a little bit about your start. Obviously, we talked a bit offline, but your start is more interesting than most. Tell us about your beginning in the game.
From northern BC in a tiny little town. So we never had children's, or we never had minor ball. So not
it would be tougher
kids.
If you never had children. Mm-hmm. That would be tough.
Yeah, that's true. So I started playing basically with guys that were 5 and 6 years older with me, and like at 14 playing on a men's team and just pitching on the side. Never got a chance to pitch. It was always first base. So that sort of was my introduction to the game of fast pitch. Because there was a ton of teams up in northern BC, just like, you know, in the mid-80s, like, as you guys know, there's teams everywhere. So it was an awesome game, and I loved it. So
Rich,
that was my start.
Rich, just for the listeners out there who maybe don't know you, how tall are you?
6'4".
6'4", yeah. And when did you hit 6'4", at like 15 years old or what?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I hit early.
Good for you. Interesting, as we talked offline, you probably haven't heard this yet, but you peaked later in your pitching career than most. I would argue on our men's team still, you're a dominant arm. You're still throwing the ball hard, hitting your spots. Is that because maybe you started pitching late and you've got that 10 years left in the tank that most people have used as a 14 and 15-year-old?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I think just being smarter too, and I don't know. My whole thing is, I mean, the three of you know this, and probably everybody listening has played against me. I might not break a pane of glass, but my whole thing is hitting my spots.
Yeah.
The odd time I might miss a spot, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, that is a story that's coming up from ISCs.
Come on.
It's a good story, too. It's beautiful. Okay, so you said offline you didn't pitch until you're 18. You're a hockey player as well as a ball player. So tell us how that came about.
Yeah, well, just played. I started minor hockey late because the town we lived in was an outdoor rink. So I played shinny with older guys. Never started till I think 12 was minor hockey, and then went away at 14 to play in the Rocky Mountain League in junior A in BC. So played two teams in the Rocky Mountain League, the real jungle league, and a KIJHL, and then also the Richmond Sockeyes in the BCHL. Ended up going to Vancouver, and that's sort of where my fast pitch side started, with guys my own age, the junior age guys. The year that we played against you guys was good old Doug Chaloner had an ad in a paper.
R.I.P. Dougie.
Yeah, and it was in a newspaper, and I answered that and decided to stay, and that's sort of how that all started, and that's when I started pitching, seriously.
Is that when you found the Ark of the Covenant as well?
No comment.
You keep some things secret, Richie, attaboy.
Yeah.
Don't get to tell all your secrets here.
I don't know when he found it, but
he's got
he can, you know, pitch as long as what you've done there, but it's unbelievable what you've done and your age. Like, I mean, Donnie kind of touched on it, but when was your prime? When is it?
Is it currently?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing is, like, I mean, yourself, Dino, you threw a ton. Well, probably when I should have thrown, but I just never at that time, you know, playing in the Lower Mainland, like right after junior, you came out west, right? Drummond and all those guys.
Yep.
And I was with the Richmond Merchants, and I sort of only played local, and I never really did the, you know, the ISC and all that travel, just Western Canadian stuff. I had the opportunity, but never did it. Never really got a chance in Vancouver with some things. So I sort of did everything okay, but nothing great. So I guess maybe my arm, or I don't know. I use my legs a lot, so I think that's what helps me keep going.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you guys stood beside each other a few years ago, now, you've always been in great shape. You always take care of yourself. And then,
here comes.
Then there's Dino.
See?
Right? Well, dude, you never stretch before games.
The best shape I was ever in, I pulled my groin and I pulled my hammy twice.
Yeah, so that's the reason you don't want to get in shape.
That's
again?
Right. Don't stretch your hammies. Just leave them.
You know what? You need the meat to throw the heat, right, Dino?
Oh, that rhymes.
Oh, I like it. I might use that.
Hey, so for any of you listeners out there on the over-under on when the first shot was fired at Dean from Tosh, it was at 7 minutes, 15 seconds. Today. That's where she landed, boys. Right. So taking bets for next week. Yeah. So, Richie, you said legs are important. Is that why I'm so bad? Is because I'm so short? Or what's the story here?
It could be something to do with it.
Damn. Definitely. Someone should have told me that, you know, years ago. I should go home and tell my dad he owes me legs, you know?
Yeah.
It's a shame. I will admit, I've spent many a time in the bullpen catching Richie Haldane's warm-ups, and the best warm-up in the league. Always at the chest. Spots are good. Spin on the ball. Fantastic. Conversely, let's talk about another Grand Prairie Pirate pitcher whose warm-ups are horrible to catch, and it's Zippy Pierce. He throws real hard, and he gets closer and closer every pitch. So by the time he's throwing it 75 or so, trying to throw it down, he throws it up, and he's only 25 feet away. It's a nightmare for sure. So, Richie, I commend you on your bullpen and your preparation. It's fantastic.
Thank you. I don't know about my prep, but maybe my bullpen work, but I sounds like I'm like Dino. I don't do a lot of stretching, and maybe that's the secret, though.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, who would you say was your biggest influence as a pitcher? Like, who helped you? Like, I mean, somebody had to help you. You didn't just, you know, figure it out on your own, did you? Was there people you watched? Was there people? What was your kind of influence there?
Well, when I was younger, it was another gentleman, Greg Bergeron, rest in peace. You know, he was about 5 or 6 years older, and sort of he always got me to throw on the side. But again, at that age, 14, 15, playing on the men's team, never got a chance because, as you know, everyone wants to win. So, you know, but he was sort of an influence then, starting me out. And then when we got to, you know, ANAF in the junior age after I lived in Vancouver, it was sort of, I guess, on my own and just more will and just grinding out. So,
I think the thing that you can, I mean, just from your motion and stuff, you were always very smooth, and obviously having long limbs definitely helps. But the smoother you are, you know, that's that's definitely why you didn't run into a lot of problems. You know, like if you didn't have that mentor that could help you and get you through it, I think your just your natural rhythm and ability obviously is what was a big factor for you, right?
Yes, I believe so, definitely. You know, I try and keep it smooth and simple, and my theory is like the odds. I mean, I think Donnie and I have chatted about it on, you know, many chats and sort of where someone can and can't hurt you. And I mean, if you throw it on the hands, you just try and play the odds, right? So mm-hmm. that's, you know, I'll take a ground out all day long. I don't need a strikeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to show anybody up, Richie. We're here to just get 21 outs. However you get them is up to you.
That's right.
So, Richie, let's talk about your first trip to Nationals, because there's a couple guys in here that were in the same tournament as you. So let's go through that in New Brunswick.
Yeah, that was, like I said, that was my first exposure to anything outside of BC. And just getting out of BC that year, we were up against the Ricky Smiths, Dennis Chambers, and all those boys. And Victoria was the hot, obviously the favored. Mm-hmm. And we ended up, we were like the Bad News Bears. Actually, to get out of BC, a funny story, in the final, we had, you guys probably, Dwayne Lefferson, mm-hmm. ended up hitting a home run and never touched home plate. And Mr. Doug Challoner saw this, and sure enough, the umpires saw it. And yeah, so that game didn't end, and we carried on, and then we ended up winning it.
Wow.
And then, yeah, again, like the Junior Nationals in 1989 was, New Brunswick. That was the first big sort of travel side for me, and it was just a fantastic year.
Can you go back for a second, Rich? I've hit a few home runs in my day, mostly years ago, but I remember thinking that touching home plate was pretty critical in the whole process. I don't know what would be going on in anyone's mind where they're like, you know what, home plate, who cares? Let's just go to the dugout and celebrate.
Well, you know what? There was one. Was it in NCAA? I saw one a couple of years ago with the girls. Like, I mean, yeah. They would have won the game.
And they went ballistic. So
these
over
guys
too.
Were all over him, and he didn't get to the plate. Yeah.
I think Razor has a story too. I want to say when he caught with the Spurs here, they were in the provincial final to go to Nationals, and the guy hit a home run, didn't touch the plate. Razor called it, and the Spurs went to Nationals instead, and they ended up winning Nationals. Huh. And it was on a maybe that was even at Nationals, but it was, I know it was a big play, and it was a huge controversy, and I just don't understand what universe you're on where you think, I'm going to skip over it. Yeah, I'm just going to glance over home plate. Rich, have you ever done that, Rich?
No, I've never missed it.
No. Dino?
I've swung and missed it many.
No, but have you ever missed home plate, touching it after
touching
one of your
home plate.
Mythical?
No, I've never missed. No.
No. Tosh?
The four home runs I hit, I touched it every time.
Every time. 100% every time. Efficiency, Tosh. Always.
Three in the park.
Well, when you're sliding, it's pretty tough to miss.
Yeah.
So run through that Nationals a little bit, because I know you have a bit of a story and you want to bring it up, and I don't blame you.
I do?
Well, it's kind of. Didn't you win some kind of a fancy award at that Nationals?
Oh, well, no, like I said, that was my first exposure. And I mean, even at that age, it's the same theory I'm taking now into the game where, like you say, hitting spots. So I'm not the flashy guy for a strikeout, but ended up, yeah, like I said, it was my first sort of exposure and had a, you know, ERA obviously was great and won the top pitcher in the round robin, and I'm sure Dino won it in the final. But yeah, it was a huge, wonderful experience for me, and that was my first exposure, I guess, to all of these teams and guys my own age for sure.
Who were some of the guys who were in the tournament? I know, but
yeah, well, like Andy Jackson, obviously. Mm-hmm. The good old, I think Jimmy was with you guys, right?
Yep.
Was it Jason Johnston?
Yeah.
From Alberta.
Yeah, he was with Lloyd, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ward Goss.
Wasn't Dewey with you guys?
Yep.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Dewey's with us. Ward Goss was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you called your shot. We got to have Ward on because he loves it. Every time I've seen him or whatever, we bring it up every once in a while. He's like, yeah.
That's... Did you, so you guys played Rick, did you guys picked Ricky up then, right?
No, we picked Ricky up in the next year in Quebec. That was in Pont Rouge.
Okay. Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
You guys were the big boys in town. I remember you guys walking through the, didn't we stay at like a Christian school or a little college, Bible college?
When's that? In 90?
In 90? We were done.
No, 90. We were done. That would have been.
Dino was there for sure.
No, Quebec? Never. No. I mean, no? I went through Quebec really fast. Fast cycle.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I thought for sure.
Might have been Lloyd.
Yeah, it might have been Lloyd. They were, that's the start of their four in a row was in 90, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought for sure you were there, Dino. Sorry.
Well, it's not. It wouldn't be the first time I was actually there that I didn't think I was.
In all honesty, Dino next podcast might come out and be like, hey, you know what, guys? I do remember. I was in Quebec, and it was fantastic. No. It's a very high likelihood of
that
happening.
Hey, we should have Rich on. He'd be great.
He would be a good guest. Rich Haldane. He's the best.
You know what? You might have been – maybe you were gone for hockey then.
Because
that, like I said, that was 90. So
yeah. You were Country Tree.
I was Country Tree in BC in 90.
Well, speaking of hockey,
are you sure?
100%. Yeah.
Is it a pitcher thing, Donnie?
I don't
the
honestly
pitchers can't remember anything.
I'm looking in the mirror here, boys. It looks like the memory is going to go in about 10.
This is awesome.
Let's go into hockey for a bit,
hey,
Rich.
Okay. If Dino, you were junior age still, because I was junior age, why did we not pick you up?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Obviously, you didn't know he was with Country Tree because you don't remember that.
Well, I did go out to.
I knew he was with Country Tree.
Yeah. I went out in June or July. Like it was late. Like it was just a weird.
I think you were shipped to BC to calm down. I think was the reason.
Yeah. No, I was going to play. I don't know.
The UBC.
I went out to BC with a buddy, Brian Bertram, and we just went out. At the time we had a buddy that was. Kind of ran the Country Tree team and a friend of the family, Albert Josephson. He kind of got us out to come play some ball in the summer, and we thought it'd be a good opportunity. We were only going to go for a couple of months, and then next thing you know, Brian, he's still there, living there, and family, and I ended up going to UBC and playing hockey that year. So I stayed out, and I was married about a year later. So, it was supposed to be a quick trip, and didn't quite turn out that way.
You're going to have to check those dates.
Well,
let's do it offline. Yeah. We can't get into it
here. I know.
Folks, you can't see my eyes rolling right now.
But. You can hear them, though. Holy. Okay, so Richie, hockey took you to a lot of fun places. Let's get into that and then talk about how you ended up getting an opportunity to play for Great Britain.
Okay. Just hockey. I played some senior A. in BC, and then we ended up moving to Penticton, built a sports store, had some issues there and sort of had no ties, and then I took advantage of with a buddy who had played over in Europe and decided to give it a try, and went over and played sort of in three places, played 2 years over there, went over and played in Germany in the South Division, first division in the South, not the DEL, a place called Sonthofen just outside of Zurich, and just wonderful. Yeah, just great time. And then also played the next year, like 96, 97 in Germany in the north. But before there, had a little stop in Paris had a contact that was playing there, sort of waiting on a contract, and played in Division II there. But I was not a hitting D-man. I was a centerman flying around. So the French league was definitely not that strong. But it was a lot of fun. So played there for a month in Paris and lived in Paris, and then went on to Braunschweig in northern Germany. And we traveled around. So my brother was playing volleyball over there at the time too. So,
holy tall too, obviously.
Yeah, I'm tiny, you know. So,
wow.
Yeah, he was captain of Team Canada, and with the men's national team for 8 years. Played I think 12 years with their program, and then. He went on and used his British passport in 2012 at the London Olympics and retired at the Olympics.
So you had some good genes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good, yep. Richie.
Long well, inseams.
Again, a small
genes.
Town.
Good genes.
We played every sport growing up, so.
You know, a lot of our guests talk about that, you know, in the winter they played hockey or basketball or volleyball. In the summer they played ball, and it made them a more rounded athlete, obviously. And Richie, you're still playing the game at the highest level. You're a beauty and a great guy on the bench. We'll get into that in a minute. But England. So let's talk about your ties with the Commonwealth.
With the Great Britain ties, I don't know what happened there. I was on the internet and found.
Was the internet invented then?
95.
It was invented. Then.
Fantastic. A pioneer.
It was then. Yeah, because it was while we were in Germany. I remember going to a department store, sitting on a computer, and checking things out and emailing back and forth, but Yeah, so 99 was my first year with them and went to a European Championships. And just like I said, met a guy, Mark Berman, who was part of that program. It was sort of really started that men's program, and emailed back and forth, and we just chatted, and I tried to round up some guys.
For the listeners out there who don't know what a department store is, it's essentially a giant building with like a mall with no walls that has everything in it. So for you listeners out there under the age of 30 who don't know what that is, there you have it.
That was, because I remember I had to put away my Walkman while I was looking on the internet.
Man, you've got so many pop culture references. Wow. I'm sure you had on Zubaz pants and you had a fanny pack.
Yeah, you put it in your fanny pack.
Keep going. Yeah, the richest.
Pace setters.
Gold.
Yeah, so that was my first experience with Great Britain in 99 at the European Championships, and ended up playing in, I did 10 European Championships and 4 ISFs with them at the World, so.
That's awesome.
A lot of
Very
fun.
Cool.
Hey, if I my first choice obviously would have been Canada, but if you can't make that, you might as well enjoy the experience. And not a lot of guys get to go to an ISF,
No, that's right.
Do you have any favorite memories from an ISF? Because you know there's a story going to come up here probably about one of them.
Yeah, I wish I could redo that one, but we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. The first one was a lot of fun. It was in Christchurch. And, I guess the first international on the big side, that was the opening game was great, with watching Samoa and New Zealand go at it with a Haka head to head.
That was cool.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. So I wish that tournament would have turned out different for our Canadian boys. I was watching that. We were watching closely. So
yeah, that was a heartbreaker.
That was a great experience.
Hey, what was the next one? Where were you?
The one after that was, they took a bunch of,
Saskatoon.
They went to 5 years, wasn't it? The gap.
Yeah.
'09 was it Canada?
It was Saskatoon, in Saskatoon. Yeah.
Yeah. So on '09 in Saskatoon, and then, 12 back in Auckland. And then there was another one back in Saskatoon after that.
Right. And we've had a few guests on this podcast who have played in that tournament and obviously watched that tournament. And how much do you want to talk about this? Because there was a what could only be described politely as an incident in a game. Yeah. You want to walk us through that one?
I think that started with the Falkland Islands years and years and years ago, right?
So it was political, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it has to be political.
Okay. Well, Dean is a conspiracy theorist, so he's eating this up.
Was it Watergate?
It could Watergate. Be.
Oh, wow.
Could be. Yeah.
So set the stage for us, Richie.
I came into the game, and we were down by 2 runs. And obviously, anyone in the fast pitch side has probably Googled it. And there's a rundown play. And I think it would have been the third out of the game. Actually, it would have been, the third out of that inning. And the Argentinian player sort of ran over, threw an elbow at our third baseman who was in the rundown. And I just happened to tap the guy after for doing that. So, and the bench is empty.
Anarchy.
Yeah, England anarchy. I love that. Well, as a guy who's played with you the last couple of years, Richie, we're going to get into another story about Richie. Always stood up for your teammates. Love that about you. You have a quiet demeanor on the mound, but underneath the surface, much like the ocean, Rich, there's a lot going on there. On the surface, it can be calm, but underneath, there's a lot going on there.
A lot of turmoil,
yeah. Currents and riptides and whatnot. So, Richie, we went to...
I've grown up over the years, and I have 2 daughters, so... I've tried to behave myself.
No, you're fine. I think you're great. We were in, of course, Green Bay, Green Bay. What's the... Circle Tap.
Circle Tap, yeah.
You forgot about Circle Tap?
Well, I forgot the name. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Darren.
We'll edit this in post-production as well. No, I didn't forget it, but we were playing... I want to say it was Tin Cup.
Is that right? That's golf, bud.
No.
You're totally on the wrong page.
No, that's right. Is that right?
Aurora? Or was it Aurora?
No, Aurora, we went like 15 innings. And this is when Cooley was throwing for...
Yes. Yeah.
So it was Minnesota, yeah. And they are called Tin Cup. That's a real thing. Okay, I thought I had a fact check issue, but I was there, so that would be tough.
Our smallest guy got hit?
Yeah, so Scott Niehi, who was also a great teammate and a monster guy, nicest guy in the league.
Didn't Richie say his smallest guy got hit?
It was a facetious remark for sure. Scott Knee High is built like a linebacker.
That's ironic, his last name.
Yeah, it is.
Because he's not knee high.
What do you call him, Richie?
Shoulder low.
Shoulder low. So Scott Knee High hits a home run over the beer tent. It was a monster home run. He's known to do that from time to time. And the next step bat, he wore one, which is also known to happen from time to time. You want to walk us through what happened next, Rich?
I mean, the boys know, Doug Chaloner, rest in peace. Oh, yeah. I sort of grew up playing with him, and he was hard-nosed. And, obviously it's out of the game a bit now. That's for sure what it used to be. And
because we're all buddies.
Well, it is. Everyone's buddies now. And back then, as you guys know, there's so many different teams, so you weren't all buddies at that time. Mm-hmm. So I just, let him know that I wasn't approving that situation.
Yeah, the message.
You could probably tell it better, Donnie.
Well, would you like me to?
Sure.
All right. So Scott comes into the dugout and he's upset, obviously. And actually, when he got hit, he stood in the batter's box like he wasn't going to go to first.
Yeah, he wanted to swing. He wanted to hit.
Yeah, and so he begrudgingly took his walk to first. And as he came off after the inning, Richie said, "Don't worry, Scott. You're all right." And that's all he kind of said. And the next batter was a right-handed batter. Was he a righty?
Yeah.
And Richie, throws a ball first pitch.
You always got to throw it down and out. So down and out. Then they get comfortable, right?
Get him leaning. Get him leaning. Yeah.
And then Rich tried to go inside and missed on the body a bit. And debt was paid, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. And it's over.
And Scott Knee High's just grinning away in the outfield. He's fantastic. He's intense. Here's a Scott Knee High story. That's the first exposure we ever had to Knee High. We're in Kelowna, and Richie runs this tournament in Kelowna in May. It's fantastic. And we're playing...
What do they call it?
May Days.
Yeah.
May Days.
Yeah.
And Scott Knee High, I'm going to remind everyone, he's a big guy, and he's very intense. And he thinks Jim Jones gives him the bunt signal, but he didn't.
Oh, no.
Because Scott Knee High probably hasn't bunted since the 90s, I would assume. Hasn't ever needed to. And he missed his bunt. And he comes in the dugout, and he seems calm. And in Kelowna, the dugouts, they have those little cubes you can put your helmet in. And he put his helmet in nice and soft and stood there for a second. And then he just hammered his batting helmet, and it shattered into pieces. And in the dugout, it is silent. And Mike Friedrich, who's also a large guy on the Pirates, goes, "Hey, nice try, bud."
Oh, no.
And it was awkward. And the look that Knee High shot him was a tough one for sure. So that was our first exposure with Scott Knee High. He is the most intense. We could be up 10. We could be down 10. He is playing as hard as he can and a great teammate. I think he got top batter at Nationals in Grand Prairie, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well-deserved. He's an imposing force in the lineup for the Grand Prairie Pirates, isn't he?
Hey, Richie, I got a question. Yep. So, Maydays, is that an invite-only thing, or how does that work?
Well, it's not an invite-only, but I sort of organize it and try and get the best available teams, just to showcase our game. And everybody, obviously get huge exposure with it, and a lot of guys are interested. It's sort of the kicks off the year for everybody. So, right.
What I'm getting at is it hasn't kicked off our two's Masters team year yet.
That would be three games in a row in a weekend. Are you kidding?
Hey, it's over 4 or 5 days. We would love to have you guys.
Wouldn't that be
love
fun?
To have you.
Yeah, it would be fun, yeah, but
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be fun. Absolutely, it'd be fun.
Both of
you
know the park. I mean, it's a great, fantastic park.
Awesome.
And
it's awesome.
No, we would love to have you out there.
Yeah,
we've already got, there's already a group of teams that have already said they're all in for this year, and hopefully this loosens up a bit here and we can carry on with our sport. So,
great. Who has confirmed? Have we confirmed?
Oh, yeah, we've confirmed.
Good. Are you playing with us or?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Richie Suitcase sometimes plays for Portland or whoever else.
Well,
need a thrower.
And the draw.
I'm looking forward to 2023. I've been invited to another team, so
that's
hopefully
right.
I get to do that.
And you better be talking about ours.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what happens. You could be defending champs. We told Crawford the same thing. You could be on the defending champ. You're leaving. It doesn't
You're
matter.
You're right.
Come and play for us.
Yeah. There you go.
Absolutely.
That's a big honor, Richie. Congratulations.
It is. Wow. It is.
Let me know if you also put in your rider that you need your bullpen catcher to come with you. I'm good on the bench for jokes and warming up pitchers and all kinds.
That would be another hat that I haven't collected, as a bunch of guys give me gears from playing from team to team.
Yeah. The podcast, we're going to send you a hat anyway, so right, you can say it's from the podcast.
Perfect. Yeah, I think I probably just caught up to Glenn Ornsby now. I finally got enough hats.
What's he been up to these days?
Where is Spike?
He's in Calgary.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Him and Scrappy are hanging out and golfing.
Oh, Scrappy dude. Shocker.
Yep.
Oh, maybe they need an invite to Patty Palooza.
Yeah.
There you go.
My brother's doing his 50th in Vegas, if we can fly in the fall. So.
Oh, perfect.
Wow, he was our bat boy, was he not?
He was what?
Was he not our bat boy?
He was our bat boy. Spike was our bat boy the very first time we played senior 86, A.
86, 87,
yeah,
somewhere 88, in there?
88. We got picked up by Panasonics Kelowna. To go play in the May tournament.
Yeah.
And his dad was coaching.
Yeah.
Right? Spike's dad was coaching. No, no.
Huh? It wasn't Spike's, all the Blondes?
It was the Blondes.
No. Spike's dad was a coach, though. He wasn't coaching.
Are you arguing with
me? He was involved with the team. I'm pretty sure he was. Maybe not.
Are you sure, Tosh? You might.
Yeah, maybe not. But he was there, and it was really cool because we thought we were big time walking around in our 1986 national champion Melton and leather sleeve
junior jackets.
No, midget jacket.
Yeah, they were midget. Terrible.
Awful. But anyways, that's the first time we met Spike.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
Richard, back to Maydays real quick. What does it look like this year? So, I know obviously lots can change in the next 60 days, but what are you looking at for that tournament so far?
Well, a lot of teams are interested. We'll have 8 teams again, and sort of just, it's sort of the usual guys that always want to come back, the Irmas and all the, as many guys as possible, so.
What's the best for us, Richie, is we come all the way to Kelowna and we end up playing Irma twice every year in that tournament, and yet we play them 15 times in Alberta too, but that's a tough group, Irma, for sure.
Donnie, just check your stats on that if you've played them that many times, because I think you're off.
We've played them a couple times for sure. I know we have.
Oh, you definitely have, but never in the round robin, because there's someone that does the draw properly, so if there's 2 teams from Alberta, they're not in the draw on the same.
You're just the prince, Rich. I love it. Yeah, no, you're right. I just wanted
to... I think there's too many nights at Joey's might have clouded your memory.
We prefer, there's a Moxie's right where we stay usually, and it's usually a lot of fun. Moxie's or Cactus Club maybe actually is what it might be.
There's all 3 are there. So,
I got a question on that, Richie. You said you got 8 teams that usually come back. Which team won't be coming back this year to make room for us then?
Well, we've had teams, there's a team from Texas that wants to come this year, an ISC team.
Oh, right.
Obviously, that's not going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what the Giants situation is with good old Waves there.
Waves,
Chris Waverick always puts a team together, and obviously that can change, right? They always bring Juan in, and a bunch of other pitchers come in for that.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, do you mind if we did a podcast there with some of the boys? That'd be amazing.
Oh, that would be awesome. And you know what? You'll get guys out of the woodwork, and our a guy who phoned me an hour ago that I just checked on something on a team date. Mr. Doug Roberts. I had to find out.
Hey, Dougie, how's it going, buddy?
Yeah, he'll be listening.
Yeah.
Hey, I know Dougie's listening right now, and you could probably put together 13 podcasts in a row with Dougie talking.
I get the odd phone call about, it's a fact checker. And he tells about, I can't remember who we were talking to or what, but it was a team and we were trying to remember all the names, and he left me a message. Sorry, Doug, I didn't get back to you, but he left a message and he fired off every position player. He probably had the 13, 14 players listed plus the 5 guys on the bench. Like it was awesome.
Oh yeah. I just said, hey, I want to just check a date on this. And he goes, I'm just going to be talking to the boys here on the podcast. Oh, well, Tosh, in 1990, whatever, he was All-Star 97 or something in Victoria. Yeah. I'm just like, Dougie, I'm asking about the Hill. What was the senior A year? Okay, I got to go. Bye.
Hey,
he's a beauty.
Before we commit, we need to think about these things, because is there, what kind of rules do you have there in May Day? Is it like, do pitchers have to run bases, and do I get a pitching screen? Those are 2 rules that definitely need to be in effect if we're going to go play in May Day.
We can see what we can do for you, Dino.
All right.
Would you play for us?
Whoa.
Sorry, the connection is... I'm open. I'm open to all
easy, Rich. The fellows are listening to this cast too. I don't know if you want to get into that.
There you go.
And to be fair, with the
to be fair,
with the lineup that the Pirates do put out with the Arcans and the Jones and the knee highs, it's probably not a lineup you want to pitch to anyway, is it?
I would love to mow through the.
Here we go.
Awesome. Yeah.
There's a lot of holes there that the other guys haven't figured out yet.
Well, don't show anybody, bud.
No, you know what? Like I said, Maydays is, I try and throw that together to showcase our game, and we get a lot of people out, and it's an awesome start to the year and a great venue. I mean, my wife and I were lucky enough to move to the Okanagan, and it's a great place to be from. Yeah. It sucks on IFC travel and all that, right? Yeah. We're at the wrong end of the country, but beautiful place to live.
Well, but when you get teams like Sooks out there and you got Life and Randerson and those guys throwing, like you see top level. But going back, Juan Podolicio, I think, would be a fantastic guest. He is a fan favorite in Kelowna all the time. And I remember we were sitting we were in the gardens watching the night game. And he was warming up. And at night, the down the left field line gets a little dark for the poor catcher. And Juan's putting on a show, throwing dirty curveballs and lifters, and the poor catcher's batting it out of the air like a cat, and poor guy, and he turns to the crowd every time, has a little smirk on his face. Oh, Juan Podolicio, what a great guy.
He is, yeah.
He's
entertaining.
No, he is for sure. Probably one of the nicest guys, other than Rich Haldane, maybe in the sport. He's Argentina's answer to Rich Haldane. But Rich is also of no fixed address. He's from Great Britain, and sometimes he's from Kelowna. And real suitcase. I wonder what your closet looks like, bud. You must have 40 uniforms in there.
No.
I don't keep the uniforms, no.
Is that right?
I bet you he puts them in a Tupperware bin.
Yeah.
A lot of Tupperware bins.
How about Rubbermaid? Tupperware's this big.
Oh, right. That's true.
It's for food.
That's true. That's his uniform wouldn't fit in Tupperware.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That's where I keep my Earl Grey.
Yeah. The Richie Haldane ambrosia right there. I will say this, another quick story about Richie. Generally speaking, at Nationals or ISCs, I ride in a vehicle with you and Nehi, and I sit in the back like a kid, which is hilarious. And it doesn't matter if we're playing an 8 o'clock in the morning game or getting home from an 8 o'clock at night game. Richie stops every time, gets a tea. Doesn't matter. Clockwork. Tea. He's a
good
tea
for
guy.
You. Green
it's
tea.
The secret.
Yeah, it is his secret
DJ,
for sure.
DJ Daryl Droy was a big steep tea guy, too.
Is that right? Yeah. Maybe there's something to it.
Yeah.
Might get into the tea racket here,
there
Richie.
There you go. There you go.
So let's talk a little bit about
coffee stunts your growth, right?
Oh, maybe that's it. Oh. Let's talk a bit about your ISC involvement with some of the teams you played on, some of your experiences there. Because you've had a couple good ones with us too, but you've had some other ones with J&B and with.
Yeah, the first time, you know, like I said, I didn't do the travel, like the far travel. I played a lot of ball, and when our girls were younger, and my daughter's, you know, was born in '99, so I didn't really travel a lot. But I played a lot. If you ask my wife, still a lot of ball, but none of the U.S. or the ISC travel until 2007. Sort of. Ended up going with a team from PA, Pennsylvania. They were the Percasey Rise. It went on to PA Power.
Power.
Bob Hoffman, Chip, and Joe, and those guys. So that was sort of my first travel and ISC leg starting on that side of it. So
where was the 07 ISC?
That was in Kitchener, and that was actually Mr. Corey Guru who ran the table I think, senior A at Canadian Nationals and ISC, and then he packed it in.
Yeah.
Well, pretty good way to end it if you want to do it that way, I guess.
Yeah. So, and then again, playing with other opportunities with JMB. Well, they weren't JMB. It was the Bombers out of Boston. So, Al Martin. We had a great group of guys and a lot of fun. So, with Devo was part of that.
How did that switch happen? Because Boston, and then all of a sudden you're in Texas or
you're California, right?
California. After 2 years, I think our sponsors had switched. Our guy in Boston there, he was looking after other adventures and with work and sponsorship. So sort of just the switch with that, and I think Devo had a big tie with Bob from JMB, the painters in California. Had played a bunch of weekends there. I remember one tournament down in California I was at, and Bob had this guy in the outfield who plays with us at Nationals with us last year. You remember our other pitcher?
Patty Burns? No idea.
Yeah. Hey, mm-hmm. So Bob's talking to me, and Devo was, I think, a little rough from Friday night or Saturday night.
Did he have the flu?
Yeah, he had the flu. Oh. And I think he was with Life the night before, so they both had a flu. Yeah. And I said, why don't you I said, your best pitcher right now that's left is sitting in the outfield. He's like, what? He had no idea Patty pitched. And Patty didn't say anything. So that's sort of, then Patty came in and started mowing through these guys at 80 miles an hour, couple off the screen, hitting his spots like
Nuke Lelouch.
Yeah.
Hit the bull,
Nuke. And I think that was his big exposure with Patty, and he had no idea. And every time I see him, he always says, oh, I can't believe I didn't know that he pitched. So,
Richie, were you with J&B when they, I want to say it was in Napa in Quad Cities?
No, I was with Portland.
We were watching a game, and so I remember this because Devo was throwing, and we were sitting in the stands watching, and we're like, has anyone even hit a ball here? And it was about the fifth inning, and there wasn't one, not even a foul ball at this point. And
yeah,
I want to say...
That was a different... I wasn't part of that, either side, then.
By the sixth inning, they had one foul ball, and they cheered like they had just won the ISCs. It was a pretty dominant performance from Devo. But that's a pretty big three arms. You also threw with Segura with them as well?
Yeah, he was with us. And the Portland guys I played a ton with. Great group of guys. Roger Jones and Danny, like, great group of guys.
Raz.
Yeah, Razzy. Yeah, it's you got Waltier.
Yeah, Dino.
Great group of guys. A lot of fun.
Richie, didn't Ehi play on that team too?
No, Scotty didn't play. Sort of Scotty, again, he was a hardball guy and switched. His dad was a really good ball player, third baseman, Rob Ehi. And Dino would have played against him when he first came out. But, he started late, made the switch after, and just played local. Sort of never got a chance until I brought him on board with the Bombers. And guys had no idea who he was, and then he ended up being newcomer of the year at ISCs.
Wow.
So we were in a Gremlins game, and he took a – there's another incident there. He took a good ball from Mr. Godoy, and he ended up snapping his helmet in half.
He pulled it apart like a phone book. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Him and Hereford would get along, wouldn't they?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We just mentioned Raz. I used to love throwing to him back in the Seattle days. That would have been mid-90s. Who were some of your catchers that you used to like to throw to? Or still do, I guess?
Yeah, well, I guess back then, like, I had Shonky Cott, Darren Shonky, and a couple of Kelowna guys. Just probably guys that you wouldn't have known, because, like I said, I played a lot on the West Coast.
Yep.
Just the West Coast, and I didn't do the traveling that you guys were in. You guys went, you know, all ISC right away, so it was late for me to make that jaunt. But just a lot of great local guys. Darren Gaylord was great. You know, Derek Voth.
Yeah.
Vothy from back then was good. And, a lot of good local guys.
Okay, well, you've been everywhere. Now expand. So where did you, like, who'd have been some of your catchers with J&B or Boston, or who were some of those guys?
The Pirates.
Yeah, Pirates. Yeah, I heard they've got a catcher or two.
Got a couple, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, all the guys have been good. You know, one guy that was, you know, sort of going back was the first guy with a great arm was a guy named Craig Horswell. Horsey's a beauty.
Where is he?
He's up in Prince George.
PG. So. Oh, man. Got a story?
He's a beauty. And, obviously he had his British passport, too. So,
yep. That's right.
Got him on board with that. And, you know, I tried to recruit as many guys, Patty Walsh, a lot of guys that all had British passports too. And then we got a Kiwi connection going, and then that sort of just carried on. So obviously a lot of our guys are non UK residents, right? So
I got two great Horswell stories.
Yeah.
So he played with us with Aspen, right?
Yeah.
What an arm.
And,
what an arm.
He was playing with Aspen, and we were with the farm. That was the year that you were hurt, and we were playing in Saskatoon. And I remember this because we know he's got a hose. Came from baseball, right? Baseball game.
Yeah.
And just a hose. And I remember there was a third strike I swung at, and he missed it. And I don't know if I giggled coming out of the box, but I just remember probably saying something, oh, nice catch, or something like that. And about three quarters of the way thinking, okay, I'm going to make it. And he hit me in the back of the neck. As hard as he could throw it, I think he almost killed me. But great story. So we're playing provincials. against the merchants at the time, and that would have been Eatsy and Q yep. and all those guys. Jimmy Climate Hague was on that team, and it was heated. And we were all buddies, but there was enough bad blood between the sponsors. I remember Kerlick's yelling across the field, and they're yelling back. And
and
we lost the first two in a best of five or something, and to take the pressure off. Well, at the time, Dino had this, what was it? It was a crotch rocket.
Hayabusa.
Yeah, he had this. So he raced the plane coming from Regina, he says. So he's So he comes to provincials on this thing. So it's just before game three and just kind of a little icebreaker to get the boys giggling. Dino comes in on his bike, and right behind him, a la Dumb and Dumber, on the smallest little motorbike you could find, here comes Horsbell just shaking the whole way coming through. Just
he went
like
and bought
Dumb
one.
Dumber. Yeah, he went and bought one just so he could pull into the park and the boys would have a giggle.
Yeah.
Oh, he is a beauty. He is a beauty.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah, he's, as far as I understand, he's still up in Prince George teaching. And there was an incident in the Netherlands. We were in a game against the Dutch national team, and again, a guy leading off pretending to steal. And it was the same situation as what you're talking about, Tosh. He looked at me and he just, this guy took a half a step back, and Horsey just right in the middle of the back spine. And it just, it sort of hit, stuck, and then just dropped. And like dropped. It didn't ricochet. Yeah. Not,
hit him
he
square.
Knew where it was going.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He just had an absolute hose.
Yeah. And a fantastic teammate again.
Awesome that, guy.
I mean, that's the biggest thing with all of this is just, I think that's the reason for myself is, I mean, I love the competitive side of things, and I can't get an answer, you know, to find that solution without playing this game. And again, it's just chatting with all the guys and the laughs that we have, whether you're in, we run into people in the Air Canada lounge or where have you.
That's
it's always
right.
a good time.
That's
right.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question. I'd be remiss because we talked about it. Three of us talked about it offline, and it goes back to the last time I was in Kelowna, and that would have been Masters, right?
Yeah.
And you had a bit of an incident.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we were watching that game because we were playing the winner, I think, is what it was. Yeah. And you guys were down. What was the score? You were down a bunch or something, right? And you hit a ball, and you were going to try and stretch it and get your team fired up or whatever, and you slid in. Facing the outfield, and the ball hit you, and it skipped in, right?
Well, I think it was clear. And a very good friend of mine, Chad Bryden, was the one that fired it, and I don't even know if it hit, but it, I still can move my sort of cheek a little bit, like I had a crack and a couple of fractures and that. Yeah,
it was a gross sound. For sure.
Yeah.
And we were standing over by the beer gardens there when it happened. And it was brutal because you don't want to see, you know, obviously a good guy like yourself get hurt. And, you know, we were looking forward to maybe facing you again and the competitiveness of that and all that good stuff. So I don't want to make mock of this or anything, but I want to know what the hell you were thinking down that many runs.
Pitching 101.
Sliding into two, facing the outfield.
You don't. Hey, I don't think, man.
That's just the wrong.
Hey, I had some early years, and Dino might laugh at this, but I had some early years in Vancouver where my voice of reasoning was a gentleman named Kevin Careless. So that's how bad
I am.
Oh,
no.
Oh, so, you know, he is, if I saw him today, and I probably haven't seen him in about 10 years, but if I saw him today, we would sit and talk for about the next 12 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Awesome guy.
I just saw he lives here in Penticton, so I just saw him a couple weekends ago. We had a few pops and some Dino stories came up, and a lot of other stories came up.
Hey, and if he is listening, Kevin Careless, great job on that secondary wall that you had on your Instagram here a little while ago.
Perfect.
He built that up. It looked really
sure
good. That was
make
awesome.
Sure he listens to this.
That was really good. Great job, Kev. Great landscaping and a great changeup. There you go. Right there.
And he's got your back always.
Really good. Definitely. Energy. I shouldn't joke about this, but I left my gift opening on my wedding day to go with Careless to go to the Napa World Series in Chicago. So I spent my honeymoon was with Kevin.
But you were at the wedding.
Did he happen to eat a glass that day?
Not that day, but I've partaked with many of those.
Seen a couple.
Incidents.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Like a glass.
Wow. Let's be honest, Rich. The gift opening is far more for the bride than it is the groom. You don't really even... You could have put a cardboard cutout there, and no one really cares about what the groom doing there.
Yeah, you're there to you lift the heavy stuff into the car.
Except for the bride.
I'm not sure if my wife is listening upstairs, but...
I think the bride cares.
We've been together since 93, so she's a beauty.
Yeah,
awesome. She is a beauty.
This might be part of the reasons why she says you might have played too much ball when you leave at an event like that to go to Chicago. I'm not one to give advice, but...
I didn't travel like I have been the last few years. I've just had a blast with it. Our girls are older, and I've been sort of... I was traveling for probably 16 weekends I was doing away.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, I would do it for, I just love it. I love the competition.
Yeah. You know, think about the situation we're in right now. We haven't really, Tosh hasn't swung a bat in a year and a half. He's got to try out for the twos this
year. Yeah, no kidding.
Year.
No at bats last year.
But I mean, like, that's the reason why we play. You just don't know when it ends, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, especially at our age, like, you got to.
Where it should have ended.
Take advantage. And if, as long as your family's okay with it, I'm not saying you just, way you go, but I don't know. It's, we don't have long on this earth. Let's play ball.
Yeah,
play ball.
Tosh, no.
Sorry, that's the same thing. I know I'll never have regrets now. I mean, if this carries on the way it is and we can't play again or what have you or something happens, I've got no regrets, that's for sure.
Awesome.
Tosh, to defend you here,
yep.
BP at practice, when you're hitting infields, your swing still looks good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring up a very good Tosh tire pump here. We were trying to do timing drills on the infield of how long it takes you to get, if the slapper's up, ground ball hit up the middle, how long do you have to get to first? And Tosh actually legged one out.
No.
And he absolutely did. I saw it with my own two eyes.
Two one-hundredths of a second slower than Katie Berg.
Yeah, who is arguably one of the top three fastest runners in the program.
Really?
Yeah.
He still beat you.
So he was burning.
Don't even kid yourself. You're looking at me like you're friggin' some track star.
Notice, I just had to look at him, and he just got like, he thought I was
defensive.
In his grill, right?
Yeah, he's,
it's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Any day.
Anyway, Rich, we ask most of our guests who've had the extensive career, and I mean this in the nicest way, obviously. What's the nicest park you've played at an ISC or a ISF? What's the nicest complex you've been in? Or best, favorite complex, maybe?
Favorite complex? I mean, obviously, you guys have got a great facility in Saskatoon there, the boys do. Mm-hmm. I really love King Stadium in Kelowna. I wish that the metal grandstands, we used to have big wooden grandstands. It was full size. Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic. I think you guys would have
We were there.
I can't remember what year when Team Canada did their camp, like in the 90s, right? Because that would have been the old stands then.
Yeah.
And I guess my favorite, I'd have to say, just I guess because I'm here and I really love Kelowna. I love the field. Okay. I love everything about it. So
it's awesome.
Prince George has got a great diamond. CB has a great diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been to that one just outside of Canmore?
No.
They used to hold a September long weekend, and it was just trees everywhere, and it's just in the middle of nowhere, and it's a fantastic little park.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So.
Yeah. I remember King, like it, because that was where, obviously we went and played for Panasonic, and that was the first time we'd been there. And then we were obviously fortunate enough to go to that tournament quite a bit with Camrose. And, so we were there every year kind of thing. And, it is. It's one of my favorite places to play. It was just, it was a ballpark, right?
Yeah.
There's lots of nice, don't get me wrong, we go to the States, with the girls now. There's a lot of great complexes and those, even Softball City is a great complex. But King, that's a ballpark. Like that's awesome. Yeah. And Gordie Howe was that way too, right, with the old wooden stands. And then it's probably safety, right? They had to rip those down because they were falling down. But
Grand Prairie's main diamond had wood stands for a long time too. And then they had to pull them out for, I'm mm-hmm. sure they were rotting a bit or whatever. But Richie.
Mm-hmm.
All the boys are probably listening, obviously, one of their own on the cast. Do you have a favorite memory or story about the Pirates that you play on with now?
Probably it's such a good group of guys, and I've just enjoyed the last, three or four years. It's been fantastic. Probably the greatest feeling probably the most scared I've ever been, but the most enjoyable was at in Green Bay. Was that Boys of Summer at the last ISCs? Was our game against Aurora, and I'm bad with memories, so I can't remember if it was the fourth inning I came in, or I think it was 2-2 at the time.
Yep.
And we ended up going 12 innings, and we were away. And it was like, I could give an old-school reference, WKRP, Les Nessman, nice. Don't hit it to me. Yeah. I did not want to make a mistake, and we ended up going 12 innings, and we ended up winning that game. But that was, and we were in our single elimination, so we were gone. So, yeah,
had a pretty fun run there, obviously. Is that the game Arcan hit a ball into the trees?
There was lots of great plays by everybody, and last year and our last main year was a great year in Grand Prairie at Nationals too. It was a lot of fun playing against Newfoundland and all the guys. So,
did you say all the boys from PG or from Grand Prairie are listening?
Most likely, yeah.
Fix the frickin' pitching mounds.
Oh, Millie's gonna have a fit.
Come on, Millie.
They were rough. They were very rough.
Yeah. I remember Schofield in the first game wasn't a fan of the mounds for sure. He was unhappy to say the least.
Yeah.
But
you got to take care of us. You got to take care of us. You don't know how long we're going to be around. We trip or fall down, end of the game. No more pitchers, right?
Going back to that game against Ashland, Urban Ye is thrown for them, and he's got that world-class changeup and a big biting curveball, and He held us down pretty hard. I'm not sure who came in relief of him, but I think I want to say one of the first pitches he threw, Arcan hit at 600 feet, and it was a big momentum swing for us. But talk about, if you can, the next game when we played Niagara and they started Linton.
Yeah.
Right? Did you started that game too? Or did Zippy start and you came in relief?
No, I think I can't, you know what, I'm sorry, I can't remember. We'd have to look that one up. I can't remember.
Well, we were down seven rip, I want to say, right away.
I think I started, and then Zippy came in and threw fantastic. So I think, I can't remember, but that was just back and forth. Yeah, we had Linton came in, and then Devo came in.
Yeah, and then who's the lefty from Ontario that came in? He threw for Lumberjacks at Nationals.
At Nationals, yeah, I can't remember too. And he was greeted the same way too. So it was a good weekend for us, but good game for us. I can't remember.
Jordan Graham, that's who it was. Sorry, Jordan Graham. Was. Yeah, sorry, it came to me a little late, but yeah, it was back and forth. And we ended up seeing Devo. And the funny thing is, obviously Devo throws bullets. And he throws hard, but we've had the luxury—well, if you call it luxury—of seeing him.
We see him all
lots,
the time.
Right?
Yep.
So it was it was a great game for us. That's the highest we've finished at an ISC.
Yeah,
I think so. We were top.
Yeah, it was
top
a good,
eight.
It was a good run, and then we struggled against the Batmen. They had a good game against us.
Yeah, they did. I would argue that, like, talking to guys like Braden Arcand, who's a phenomenal ball player, he kind of said like we ran out of gas. That was kind of that was a lot of emotional. Two games in a row, 12 innings, and then a big one against Niagara. That's a tough.
Well, I think we play 9 games.
Yeah, we played a pile.
Yeah,
it's fun though. That's a great park. So let's run up Nationals real quick. We got about 6 minutes left here. Okay. Talk about hosting Nationals and what that meant for our group.
I think it was I think it turned out to be a fantastic Nationals, and it was great support, and I think we represented ourselves very well there, and a couple breaks and we could have gone further, so
yeah,
it was fantastic.
Hats off to Millie, who is listening for
Yeah, Millie did it. Yeah, I mean, he, as you know, with our program, he's been a tireless worker and organizing everything, and yeah, he's been the glue with everything for sure the last since we started this switch.
Well, and then think about, he has to also play at a high level, and he does that. He's a great hitter, can play around the field, so it's a lot of pressure to take to host and build an event and then go out and try and play it in your hometown. Millie, hats off to him. I mean, that's a tough racket for sure.
Yeah, that's extreme. I mean, I do that with May Days, and I hate playing in May Days because I'm so worried about all the next games and everything, the schedule, and especially if you have a little bit of rain coming, you're panicking.
Never rains in Kelowna. It's never rained at May. Never. I've never seen it one time.
I couldn't imagine the stress, though, like you said, on that scale that Millie had to go through with
no
that,
kidding.
Right? That's yeah, it's a crappy thing to go through that way, but he did a fantastic job, and the committee that he put together.
How old is Millie? He's got to be up in our...
He's a couple years younger than me, I think. I think
he maybe Millie would be about 41, 42.
Mm. Yeah, I think he might be 40 or 41. He's Scotty G's age, I think,
for
sure.
I was kind of hoping maybe he was...
He's just so timeless. He's so handsome, that Millie.
He just looks... He looks so much older, right? So that's deceiving. So he's going to love that comment.
So let's talk about one last influence you've had in the last 3 or 4 years, because I don't want to tip our hand, but we do have another guest lined up. How was your head coach in Grand Prairie?
My head coach?
Yeah, Jimmy Jones.
Hey, Jimmy's a beauty.
Oh.
It's like I said, all the guys were absolutely phenomenal, and Jimmy's a beauty. I was sad to see him go last year, but opportunity for him with work, but he was a fantastic coach, great guy all around, knows the game, and just again another beauty that we've been fortunate to hang around with.
Yeah, for us, I mean, obviously the Dodgers Pirates franchise was a little loosey-goosey before Jimmy came in. He tightened everything up, and I will blame myself for sure for the loosey-goosey, but Jimmy absolutely brought us up another level for sure, and he's going to be a guest on this cast for sure, and he's going
awesome.
To have legendary stories. His obviously Jordy and Corey, his two boys, have sent me message after message. Don't forget to ask this. Don't forget to ask this. Don't forget to ask this. So it's going to be something. So Jim, I know you're listening. I hope you did your homework, bud, because we're going to come at you pretty good here. So
That's awesome.
Well, we're at the time now, Richie, where we do parting shots, and I would love for you to have the opportunity to go first. Do you have a parting shot for the listeners or for anyone in this office in particular?
Well,
oh boy.
You know what? Speaking of Jimmy Jones, my parting shot is to the city of Leduc. There is a short left field fence that I think it's not even regulation. The trees hang over the fence. That's probably my parting shot, is how short the field is on that left side.
What are they thinking, eh?
You just got to put one up in the air and it just goes. It's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, anyone could probably hit one into the woods there. So, I was listening to you guys, and I will tell you this. When I left that, I didn't think much of it because you're in the game and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
When I walking out to the parking lot, I actually got to the, walking to the, what's the fence there? Is it 290 or 300?
Yeah, 300 all the way around, yeah.
I actually got to the end of the fence, and I looked back at the dugout a couple times, and I'm like, holy man, that is a long ways. And I had to do it 3 or 4 times, so I actually really giggled when Tosh was talking about that. And
See, it was Tosh talking about it, right? I was defending the pitcher.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's
you,
the pitcher.
You definitely, pitcher's union for sure.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I know I pick a lot of pitchers, but maybe someone's got a pick on me on that one. But you know what? You know what, Dino? I don't think that's the hardest ball you've ever hit off of me.
What, there's others?
I think the hardest ball you hit off of me hit my shin.
Oh.
It still hurts.
I remember,
Green Bay there, Boys of Summer in the Legends Division, that game.
That was a good game. Frick, that was a good game. Waltier hit one out, right? Frick.
Sorry?
Who hit the home run off me?
I might have hit one off,
yeah. Yeah, you did, but didn't somebody...
Waltier, Dino hit one.
That's right, and it was big. It was like 1-1, wasn't it? And then he hit a two-run shot.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to meet you guys there. We were supposed to meet at the end, but I don't know what happened to you guys.
Well, I think, you know, when you're sitting around, and I'm not speaking for Darren and them, but I guess I am, when you're sitting around a tent and you're thinking, hey, we got this guy and we got this guy and we got this guy, I think we need to do more math, okay? This guy can go a half an inning. This guy can go one inning. This guy can maybe go an inning and a half, right? So when you talk about guys in the Masters division, we need to know exactly who's going to be pitching, you know, and who's, you know, who can last. It's not me.
I think we as a team, Portland, I think we buggered that up early or something with a loss, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah, I thought you guys were going to win it. Obviously, we were hoping for you guys. Not hoping, but yeah, we were hoping. I know more of you guys, obviously, than the Ontario team that won it. You know, but that was a great tournament. It's a lot of work when you're in the Masters division, like playing six or seven. How many games was it? Six, seven games, the team that won it? That's a lot. That's a lot of ball over a few.
It must have been, yeah, because we finished that crazy game in our ninth game, and then I think I ended up having three or four games in like a 24-hour period.
That's right. I'll bet you got to go down as there's not too many people that did that, right? I can't imagine too many people playing in the ISC, the regular ISC, and then moving over after your team's done and playing with the Masters. I don't think that's.
No, there's a lot of.
Be curious.
The people are a lot smarter than I am.
Well, and pitching too, right?
Yeah.
Obviously takes a lot more out of you. So that's pretty amazing, actually.
No, that was a lot of fun. But yeah, that was my parting shot is to the city of Leduc and their.
Short porch and
short
left.
Porch the short, and left. The short porch. But,
Parks and Rec Department is going to get a stern fax from Richie Haldane.
There you go.
Who wants to go next? Dino, you want to go next?
I just, I don't have much, Rich. I mean, we've had a lot of fun over the years playing with you and against you and, you know, different opportunities to chat and you touched on it a little bit as far as if you didn't get to play any more ball, you know, you're happy with how things went. You've had a great career. But one of the things you're going to miss the most is catching up with people and that kind of thing. That's exactly what this is all about. And, you know, we have a podcast and we have this guest on, we have this. This is an excuse for us to kind of catch up with people that we don't get to see as much anymore. So I just want to thank you for being part of it. And I know we'll hopefully have some more time on the diamond together. And at some point we just got to
2023.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun and telling stories. It's like I said, that's exactly what you're saying. It's a great, we have a wonderful, wonderful game and there's some great guys involved and, it's sad that other people don't realize it. You know, I guess maybe it's us and our silly stories,
Twilight.
But it's been a fantastic ride. That's for sure.
Very cool. Me? I always thank the guests. So Richie, thanks for coming on. We were anticipating this one. As far as the comment to the city of Leduc, I think you're right. The right field fence. The left field fence is definitely not as far as the right center. But I'll just throw that out there. But it was great having you, Richie, and look forward to getting into a twos uni one of these days and having a good time in the Legends, because I think that it'd be pretty cool to put a team together and take a run at her. It'd be awesome.
No, that would be fun for sure.
For sure.
So for me, Richie, obviously this is a special one for me, being a teammate of yours for 4 years. I did tell you offline I'm going to pump your tires a bit here. I played the game a long time, and I will say that you're easily one of the best teammates I've ever had the privilege to play with. And in terms of what you bring to the game, when you're not throwing, you're picking pitches, you're charting, you're talking to guys, you're working with pitchers. You've been a mentor to most of the guys in our team. You've turned us all onto tee. You brought us knee high. There's so many things you've done for this group that we can't thank you enough for. So I really hope we do get a couple more years to go out there and throw in the bullpen and sit in the gardens and drink teas.
I hope so, buddy. Thank you. And yes, thanks for the kind words. And like I said, it's been a blast. And like I said, hopefully we can keep going. It's a fantastic game. And hopefully all this stuff sorts itself out and we can enjoy ourselves outside.
Amen.
Agree. Thanks again for coming, Richie. That's another one in the can, boys.
Say goodnight, Donnie.
Goodnight.
Thanks for listening to Twos Talk. New episodes weekly on Tuesdays. For more info, visit myloydminsternow.com or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.